of our show, the Wonder World Show. I'm with Mariana, my co-host, and my second co-host finally came through.
All right, Gunner. Loud and clear, Gunner.
Welcome in, Gunner.
Finally, glad I was able to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have our special guest here today, Roberto Cruz.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
You're supposed to roll that out, Roberto.
Roberto.
Can you roll your eyes?
I can't do it.
Oh, man.
It's just, I guess it's a Hispanic thing.
Body, huh?
No.
I can't do it. My Spanish is not very good looking.
That's great. I love it. Don't worry. I got you, guys.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to ask you, too, with your the Spanish heritage, how much of an impact did it do for you for your recipes and anything like that?
Tons, all of it. I have a lot of family recipes in the Foods with Benefit book. We have lechon, we have fajitas. We have all kinds of stuff in there that really just ties back to my childhood. Guacamole, all this stuff. I mean, you know my guacamole, so that's in there too.
I know your guacamole.
Tell people what lechon is, because for those of you that don't know what lechon is.
Lechon is a Caribbean style of roasted pig. So you put the whole pig on the spit, you roast it over coals, over fire, sometimes in the ground.
Ooh.
The whole crowd just goes crazy on it. Yep. You eat the skin. That's your...
The crispy skin. And also tell them... Sometimes it's stuffed with rice.
Yes.
Chef's kiss, boy. I told you I'm hungry.
I've never done it myself, but it sounds amazing.
Have you had it?
I've had it, yes.
Yeah, that is the best way to have, and that apple in his mouth when it's displayed. Oh man.
And the apple
Merry
is
Christmas,
so good
people.
For pork, yes. Great pairing, putting the apple in there.
Yes.
Not just a color thing.
Every food item we're about to talk about, I'm just going to be hungry.
You're going
to
be hungry.
We're doing our job.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to get into some Mythbusters of chefs.
Okay.
So, obviously, we have this Emmy award-winning show now, The Bear. Everybody's talking about it. Yeah, people scrubbing floors with the toothbrush and everything.
Oh, man.
No, actually, side note, I saw a video where a guy was saying, if you use a toothbrush or you're scrubbing the floors, not a toothbrush, but if you're scrubbing the floors, it kind of helps you mentally see, like, it makes you not want to, like, make a mess on the floor or...
Like in the kitchen?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Okay.
And, like, it makes you mentally, like, just like, okay, if I did it like this, maybe I won't drop the...
It makes you careful of your environment. It absolutely does. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So I think that's like a mental thing when it comes to chefs and everything. So what is some of the, like, is a lot of stuff we see on TV now, like with The Bear and everything. Is it a lot of just TV fantasy stuff? Is it like really crazy and hectic?
Dramatized.
It depends on the school of culinary that you come from. Le Cordon Bleu is where I was trained. Everybody works different. The CIA chefs will work different. Kendall College works different. Some train the military. We all produce different things. Some are meant for restaurants and hotels. Some are meant to feed military and our soldiers. So it all depends what our tasks are.
In regards to the bear,
I don't see that anything is incorrect. A lot of these things and the extreme behaviors, I've been made to get down and scrub the bottom of a cooler with a bad back because the chef was mad at me. These things happen, and sometimes it seems like it's just a jerk move.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just makes you a better chef. Sometimes this bad behavior or this mistreatment is something that makes you like, you're never putting me through this again.
So I'm going to cut that onion properly next time.
Yes. Right. I'm going to make sure you have nothing to complain about when you look over my shoulder again.
Yeah,
I can perfect what I'm doing, I don't have to listen to you anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's at least my mentality when I was going through things. So if I ever heard a complaint, I would never hear it twice.
Yeah.
If you told me I did something wrong, I would never do it again because I don't want to hear you complain about the same thing.
And also on the other side of that, like you said previously, how important it is food to the people that you're serving it to. If the chef is looking at you and you're doing it wrong, you can only imagine when it's being served to the,
exactly.
to the client or the guest.
What is absolutely. The chef's mentality of like, if it's not perfect, it shouldn't even make it out of the kitchen.
That's a fantasy.
Okay.
Because most chefs don't think like me. Most chefs don't think like leaders. A lot of chefs are there to collect a check. They're there to take an hourly paycheck.
That's where it is.
I've been removed from a lot of places where I was effective, and because the hourly people were the yes man, they got kept on staff. So it really just depends on where you're at, what the politics are, what you're serving, and who your crowd is. Because the crowd you're serving will have a lot of control on what you can do as well. In the country club and golf club industry, it's their own laws. They make all the laws. They make all the rules. They change things. They have police sitting outside to change their little world.
Absolutely. So they,
you know from personal experience with me. They can control things, but that's a luxury they have because of the level of success that they've reached personally. Most places can't afford that kind of luxury or that kind of freedom. So what we get to do in those kitchens varies depending on where you're at.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of like being removed from previous jobs for reasons like that, have you ever been in any situations where like, because this happened on the Bear, there was a situation where it's like, it's a busy rush, everyone's stressed, it's all this chaos, and people just quit on the job.
Yes.
Do you just have people walk out on you before?
Not on me. I've seen it a million times, I've done it.
Have you? Have you done it? Yeah. You burned that bridge, right?
Yeah.
Onions and carrots, I'm out.
Yeah. The chef that made me go down and scrub the lower coolers. It was after I had a bad back. I had a bad injury. I just come back. I was 2 days back, and he was like, I'm going to teach this guy a lesson. So he made me go down there, and it was like an hour after scrubbing those cabinets, I got up and took my apron and threw it at him. So you clean them.
I love great story. I love that.
That's funny because we talked about that.
I did that at a job, too, just a few weeks ago, burning bridges.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, another one was a Buffalo Wild Wings I helped open.
You worked at a chain?
I helped open one back in Illinois. Okay, so before I met my wife, I was a single dad.
Okay.
I was living with my son who was 16. He just turned 16 at the time.
Okay.
So it was just the two of us living there. His high school was right across the street from this Buffalo Wild Wings that was being built.
Okay.
I was doing construction and the flooring stuff, so I was I went back to that after whatever.
Okay.
So I went back to that for a minute. It's in the perfect place where I can be there accessible to my son.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, they need a leader. Let me get over there and try it out. So I go there. I help lead the kitchen for maybe 4 or 5 months. And then the manager comes to me. He's like, you got to stop doing this with the chicken tenders. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, these grill marks. I said, yeah, they're perfect. What's your problem? He's like, well, in our standard cookbook, there's only one row of grill marks, and you put cross-hatching grill marks.
Oh, my God.
And I said, yeah, and that's a perfect grill mark. That's like, where are you from?
What are you talking about? He's like,
this is the way we do it. I said, like, I'm the only one back here. Like, I don't see you cooking anything.
Right.
So I got into a big thing, and he was, like, trying to put me in my place, and that was the last job I walked out of. I'm like, you know what, dude? Then you cook it and do your grill marks.
Wow.
Yeah, because like I feel like there's a certain way you have to handle that situation. Like he could have easily come up to you and been way more respectful about it.
Let me show you this. Can I show you something right quick? You know, let me do it this way. We're gonna do it. I know this looks great and this is perfect the way you're presenting it. You were trained to do it. I get it. But this is how we're doing it here. We're trying to retrain you. I know it's hard because you've done this for 20 years to retrain you. So please, for me, can you try to do it this way? This is the way we're going to teach everybody here, and you're one of our leaders.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Yeah, you just have to show respect. Right. As simple as that. I'm sure that situation would
have went well, but respectively, I didn't handle it well either.
Well, that's a common place for these chains because they want to have some sort of consistency.
You need consistency, but you need consistency all the way around. You can't pick and choose where you want your consistency. Right. I mean, if you are a consistent person, be consistent.
Right.
Right.
It's not just what that guy's doing something wrong. You're going to be consistent.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I agree because, like, you know, especially with these chains, like, be consistent with my Big Mac. I don't, like, sometimes I want all the sauce. I get all, a pool of sauce, and then other times I get like
it's dry. Yeah. It's like a Triscuit. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I've traveled like a fair amount for work, like all over the U.S. And I'll go to like typical McDonald's or something, right? Like typical fast food chains across the country, and I have sometimes very different experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it's,
I agree.
It's quite surprising how different a McDonald's can be, you know, on the East Coast versus the West Coast.
100%.
And
even internationally too.
Oh, well, yeah, that's I mean, when it's you go crazy across the pond, liberties are amazing, I think, because when I went to England and I had Kentucky Fried Chicken there, it was way better than the chicken here.
And
it
there's was a so good reason why.
Really good.
Because yeah. the FDA is passing stuff that
exactly.
we don't. Right. You should not have.
You should not right. have, exactly. Yeah.
It's acceptable here because it's profitable to the businesses out
yep.
here.
Yep.
Exactly.
In other countries where they care about their food and
right.
their citizens,
exactly.
they don't allow that stuff to contaminate right. us. Yeah. That causes more cancers. It's full of carcinogens. It's
yeah.
been proven to be negative to our health.
Right.
Absolutely.
And yeah, conducive to illness and disease and deterioration of your body, your cognitive function, and all
yeah.
these things.
So you don't go to a lot of fast food places?
I love fast food.
When so it's what's done your right. favorite?
When it's done right.
When it's done good, I love a Burger King Whopper.
Okay, back okay. to the burgers.
I do love a Burger King. I mean, I love the double Whopper. Burger.
Yeah, when I was yeah vegetarian, I love their plant-based Whopper.
I didn't know they have that.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Yeah, that's a very good plant-based
wow.
burger.
Yeah, I did not know Burger King had a vegetative
but
burger. I'm not.
That's not the one.
Yeah, the only thing is they put regular mayonnaise on the vegetarian burger, so it's not vegetarian.
Well, I'm not no longer vegetarian. So what would you do in lieu of that the mayonnaise?
You just get it without.
You had the vegan mayonnaise. There's a vegan mayonnaise that tastes like vinegar.
Okay.
It's very, very good.
I was gonna say though, with the whole health differences with the FDA and stuff, like, cause I actually had a McDonald's when I was in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Japan for like a week.
Yes.
But I had McDonald's there, and like, it honestly didn't taste or anything. Like the portions, everything was really similar to like the McDonald's I'm used to here. But for some reason, I felt not as like. Bloated and
weighed
stuff.
Down, exactly.
Actually,
MSG wearing off, so you're hungry in 15 minutes.
Right, right.
Exactly. Yep. You're like, crap, I want another burger. And that's how they get you.
And that's another thing, the MSG, that's another big myth. A lot of people think, I love this soup, I love this burger, why do I love this burger? So, what MSG does, it takes your taste buds and from being this small and it makes them about this big, so the size, like a 2 foot wide. It blows up your taste bud set. So it's overreactive. So anything you taste, you don't know why it tastes good,
right.
but it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's hitting all sides of your palate at the same time. It's giving you your receptors the message that this is perfect food.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That is interesting.
There's a chef, I don't know, because, you know, we talked off air before about social media and the impact that it's had with food. Like, the relationship with social media and food is amazing. And I don't know if you know this chef, Uncle Roger.
Hi-ya!
Hoo-yo!
Hoo-yo!
Right, so I love watching his videos. Yeah. He's a proponent of MSG. He loves that
stuff. He beats up all the chefs that beat him up about it. He does not care, and I love him for it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of MSG, but, man, if you're going to present it,
right.
Do Uncle Roger, you're killing it, bro.
Right.
Well, and he does my favorite thing, which I love rice.
Yeah.
And he teaches people how to prepare the perfect fried rice.
The spicy fried rice. Yep.
Which I love.
Yep.
What's the one guy he always bags on? The one chef.
Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver, yeah.
Him and Gordon Ramsay were like, messing with them together. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
A
lot of fun.
It's probably not in best decorum, but are there chefs that you're not a fan of? Like popular ones? Because, you know, like we have the Gordon Ramsays, the Uncle Rogers,
Exactly.
In the day, I liked Rachel Ray. I mean, early on, I really liked Rachel Ray because she simplified cooking and made it accessible to
a
lot of people. So,
she
like, the 30 meals under 30 minutes or 30 bucks or whatever. I mean, great concepts to just make people be frugal with their money and eat well.
Right.
Let's see who else. That nowadays, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Charlie Trotter, I don't know. I wasn't a fan of all the controversy. There was just too much stress and negativity around, so I didn't think that. But what he did for the food industry, I mean, you can't even compare to it.
Yeah.
He was a legend and a god and a creative master of culinary. So all us artists are a little bit weird in one way or another.
That's very clear. Very clear.
I got to write it off as that.
Exactly. We're eccentric. They know what they know, and they want to teach you what they know. And if you don't like it, obviously, you know, go find another chef.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Fuyo.
Fuyo.
Hiya. Hiya. We got to go to another break. Hiya. So we're going to play some music, guys.
Fuyo.
No Way No by Magic.
Back down my socks to protect our home. No way, no. Will I
Yes, we were just in there having a very heated, you know, conversation.
Too heated.
I was thinking it was that.
Like saute temperatures.
Kitchen, yeah.
Yeah.
A little grilling. Welcome back, guys. This is Wonder World. Once again, I am your host, the man, the boy Wonder. I'm trying to work something out, guys.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're gonna make you a star, kid.
I'm with my lovely co-host of, as always, Gunner and Mariana.
Hey.
Hello.
And then our special guest here once again. This is Chef Roberto Cruz.
Hello, hello, buddy.
So yeah,
and before we jump on into this a little bit, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you're just tuning in now and you want to check out any bit of the show previously or any previous shows, you can check it out at hawkradio.primostream.com. You can listen up to the last 3 episodes of our show or other shows.
Or other shows, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, cool. We got some other good content on here as well, guys. And I think Roberto Cruz wanted to send a message to the so-called food critic.
All right, listen up out there. No. Seriously, though, it's just a concept I don't fully understand. People criticizing what we work really hard for in the kitchen. I don't know if you've seen the movie Chef, but yeah, for critics to come in there and not have any experience in the kitchen, or just critics in general to say things about what we work our butts off for. Some of these plates that you eat in 30 seconds take us 3 days to prepare.
Yeah.
And to come in and critique those, or to sit out in a car and critique them without giving us a chance to make anything better, I think is a very cowardly way to handle business. Mm. And I don't recommend it. I don't see the need for the social media influencers who don't even look like they eat at these restaurants they're representing.
Right.
It makes no sense to me. I'm a logical guy. I have a science degree. That's why I do food. And this is just illogical to me.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about social media influencers and food critics on social media and the impact that they have on, albeit they're trying to, I think they're trying to do something good with helping a small business, which is, there's nothing wrong
that.
With
no,
that.
I love that. No, I absolutely love that. Right. I appreciate that. We're
you
a small
are right.
business.
If you go to a small business and you don't like the food, well, tell them why you don't like it, and maybe they can improve it. And then it's a win-win for everybody.
Yes. And like we talked about earlier, a lot of chefs don't get to experience their patrons enjoying their food.
Right.
If you walk out to your car and you have a 10 out of 10 experience in your car and you just don't want to eat it there because you want to show social media and not the person who worked 2 days to prepare what you're loving right now.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Let him see that smile.
Right. Exactly. Let,
shake his hand. Thank him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
It's worth more than any dollar bill can ever, you know, do for that chef. You know, because that's something that they, like you said, they put their love and their effort into, you know, 4 or 5 days, you know, prepping, you know, meats and ordering it. And, you know,
there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah,
a lot that goes into it. And when you kind of like critique it the way they do in a car, you know, and then on top of that, too, like, I don't understand when they do the to-go things, because it takes some time to do it, and then they're having it in a to-go box, and then
but
it gets
then they just
soggy
eat it in
and
their
bad.
Car
it's anyways. Not even the presentation you're supposed to get.
Yeah, right.
A lot of to-go places don't even know you got to puncture the top of the carton so your fried stuff doesn't get soggy. Like, there's all these rules there. If you're taking and eating in your car, you're not getting the full impact of what's presented to you or what's served to you.
It's almost like a disqualification from being able to properly judge it at that
point. I completely agree. Like, that's exactly how I feel.
Even what it really should be.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all this applies to these basically these all these food critics that don't really have any credentials. What about the food critics that, like, maybe they're previous chefs, they have years of experience? How do you address them?
My experience is that those that chefs don't do that.
They don't.
Chefs don't insult other people's work. Even if you're a chef and you're on TV jerk like Gordon Ramsay, which he's really not.
Right.
That's a persona he puts on. But, like, he would never insult another chef's work and, like, grab a plate from here and not shake the guy's hand if it was great.
Yeah.
Like, he'd
be
one of the first guys to walk up. It was fantastic. It's bloody delicious. Like, yeah. You shake your hand right there, he'd take a picture with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the people who are going to do it in a roundabout way, a compliment or even a bad word in a roundabout way, is a cowardly thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Chicago guy. Like, you know, get out there and say what you're going to say.
Right.
Shake a hand, smile, take a picture with the guy because you might change the chef's life. You never know. They could be having a really bad day, a really bad time.
Absolutely.
And you saying thank you to him might be the only thank you he gets in his career.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
And keep him motivated.
Yeah.
I bring that up because, like, when I think food critic, I don't personally think, oh, these, like, Instagram influencers. I think Ratatouille, the movie.
Oh, my God.
I
love that movie. I love that movie.
I think of that like, very gloomy, tall, slender dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
yes.
business. And he's, like, man, and he yeah. comes Savvy. In, and he's all, like, a professional about
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even someone like that who, you know, is apparently tasted everything.
And he's probably studied it.
He's
studied
yeah.
food. He knows about it.
Right.
He's
you know your stuff. That, exactly. Yeah. You have some knowledge of it. But then when that perfect ratatouille hit his palate,
it was
he was a little kid again.
He was
he went back to childhood, and that's what I love about food. That's why I cook. Because when I do it good, when I make the rice good or the pork good or anything like that, I feel like I'm 6 years old and my abuela's in there cooking with my aunts and my cousins.
Oh.
And I'm a child again. I'm free. I got no responsibilities because this food tastes perfect right now.
I love that.
Well, that's awesome. That's beautiful. And
it
that's
is.
How you put love and passion into everything you do. And I want to talk about the other passion and love that you have in this world. And it is your partner.
That's my better half, Melissa better. Cruz. We're missing you here today, love.
Oh, shouts out to you.
Shout
Hope you're listening.
Melissa.
my sis.
Yeah.
We're going to show up for you. But put us through the love story. You know, the music's already set now.
Oh, so it was a dark and stormy. honestly, okay, so this time when I was at Buffalo Wild Wings helping them start that restaurant, I was a single parent, as I explained. And while I was going through those emails that brought up the Le Cordon Bleu stuff and all that other so little Yahoos, the little ads and stuff, this picture of my current wife popped up on a dating app.
Wow.
I would never be on a dating app. She would never be on a dating app. But because of situations, she was talking to a friend. She ended up getting on. She convinced her to do it. They had some wine. She set up a profile. I was a single dad. I just trying to figure out what I like for the first time in my life. So I'm setting up the profile, but I'm a single dad, so I'm trying not to spend money and still get the answers from the beautiful girl on the other side.
There you go.
So it was a dating app called Zisk, and it doesn't exist anymore. I think it was just there for us to get together.
There you go. Stars aligned.
So would you exactly? So you get one message, one free message.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's all you get. And so I'm trying to be roundabout and send my phone number through this way or that way.
Right.
But I got to send one through, and all I could say was, "You got one sentence." I said,
wow.
"You're my taste to the T."
Okay, that's what's up.
That's
the oven timer went off.
And so what I heard is she saw this and first response was like, "Who's this creep?"
Oh, man. That's
so she looks at my profile and I'm sitting there with my chef coat. I got my two knives like this and the mohawk. And she's like, "Oh, he's kind of interesting looking." I try sending messages for the next couple of weeks. She's not really responding. So I finally fork over the money and stop being cheap and send her a message.
Went for the full plan.
Yeah, went for the full plan. I signed up. I paid the money.
$9.99.
Yeah, I think it was $9.99. Put the card down. Signed up, and then we just started talking within a couple of days. And then a few days later, like maybe 5 days later, we met for the first time and hung out, and we were just inseparable. Since the very first day we hung out, we had the first date. It was okay. So honestly, here's a story that she gets embarrassed when I tell, but when I saw that picture of her, the reason it was so different, it was a black and white picture. I'm doing my emails, I'm doing all that stuff, and this pops up, this beautiful woman on the right hand side of the screen, and I'm just staring at her face, and all of a sudden it sounds like I'm on some crazy drugs or something, but it started to dance for me. I saw fire behind this girl, and I saw her dancing. I saw the full figure. Like, it turned into, like, a little movie in my head. And I saw this woman dancing towards me and fire behind her. I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. Like, what is in this water? It struck me as something that's never happened before in my life.
Yeah.
So made it happen, met her, we hung out, we just started playing music, started bowling the first day, and then we just hung out every chance we could. We lived like an hour and a half apart.
Wow,
She would drive 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on where she was at, to come see me because I was a single dad and I was taking public transportation everywhere. And so she would do her shift at this salon, come see me, go do the shift at another salon. And we would just have this relationship, or I'd go out there, we'd do a tattoo party together because I did tattoos back in the day. And so I'd meet her, we'd go grab my tattoo stuff, we'd go do a party, and then we'd, you know, come back, whatever. So it was just a very crazy relationship. We've been all over the place. We've done art fairs. We sold jewelry. We started so many businesses together. But then in 2015, I was in a bad car accident.
Oh, gosh.
And it crushed three of my vertebrae.
This is when you had injured your back?
Yes. And that's what influenced the move down here. So when that happened, we kind of promised each other. I had to say bye to everybody because it was risky surgery. And so I said bye to my kids because I didn't know if I'd come through it. I said bye to my wife. And we kind of promised each other at the hospital bed. They're like, if I survive this, you know, I'm going to work hard to get through this, and then we're going to not wait to pursue our dreams.
That's sort of like an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it was like a life
really
or death. Exactly.
How short life can be.
Yeah. Exactly. So why wait until we're 70 to be where we want to be?
Right.
What sense does that make?
Yeah.
Right.
So came out of it. I pushed through physical therapy.
So you got through the surgery okay?
Yeah, I got through the surgery okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Not funny.
You're a ghost.
No. So yeah, everything went great and healed well. We came down here with $400 and no jobs. We sold everything back in Illinois and we started over down here because we knew we could. She started her salon business again. I started over as a cook at Palmacia. They hired me within the first week and I just kind of skyrocketed there. And we have just been building businesses and our relationship since then. We've traveled around the world and we've like gone to the Caribbean and experienced different things together and swam with stingrays and scuba dived and climbed temples. And so we've had an adventurous and beautiful life together. And I am so grateful.
It's almost
awesome.
Like a second life, a second wind that you got, with her and your journey, like especially with that big car accident that you had. And I remember you talked to me about it before, and I was like, man, like this guy is like, he's been through a lot. Yeah. And like you've came out a better end of it. With a beautiful woman by your side, and
couldn't
like
be any better, man.
You guys are successful too. I mean, doing hair, and I was like, I know this man is not trying to do hair.
Yeah.
Cooking food. I hope he's not mixing the chemicals.
Oh no. as you know, from me being on the line, I'm a germaphobe, so I never combine the two.
Yeah. No, he is, guys. I'm just kidding.
But it's been great to do that with her too, because like I said, she's done this forever. She's been a cosmetologist for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
she's
had such a great relationship with her clients that inspired me to go to cosmetology school. And so now I've been a cosmetologist for 2 years.
I was going to ask you, did she teach you? So you went to school, back to school?
I went
for
back
that.
To school and I work with her at Boss Babe Beauty now. And so I do hair as well. So I do consulting, spices, chef services, and I do some great hair too.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, she's just,
I love it.
She's a great leader, influencer, like a real influencer. She's trained so many salons to do their best they've ever done.
Okay.
She's making me a great artist, and it's actually the artistic mentor I've always needed, which is cool to find in the person that you love. So
yeah,
double bonus.
She's like a muse almost.
I call her my muse. She is my muse.
She's a muse.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love that. That's a great story.
I know.
This is my favorite part of the show.
We just want to put our feet up and kiss you.
Exactly. This should have made it to a movie.
safe to say that was the best $9.99 you ever spent.
That's right.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Without question.
Awesome. I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
How long now?
We've been together 12 years. It'll be 12 years in March that we've been together, and we've been married for 10.
Oh my goodness. That is beautiful. Nice. You know,
I mean, this is the kind of story a lot of people like wish they could have, you know?
Absolutely.
It's out there, Gunner. Don't give up.
Do not give up.
Don't give up, right? Somebody said the other day, I heard it, I think it was like a TV show where dreams don't have deadlines.
Exactly.
Right?
But
keep going.
Dreams don't have deadlines, but don't wait to pursue them.
Exactly.
Right. No, of course. That's why you don't have a deadline.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't rush these things either. You
can't rush them.
You got to make sure, you know, you can't be like a food critic influencer and sit in your car.
Exactly.
You got to do the hard work. Exactly. You got to do the research.
You do. Yeah. Learn your stuff, scrub some vegetables, do some knife cuts, and then you can give your opinion.
There you go. Perfect. So we're going to get in some more music. We're getting very close to the end.
Oh, no.
We're going to get into some interesting things, especially with the size piece question. I hope y'all ready for it, because I had him laughing on the phone yesterday. So I know this is going to be a good one, guys.
Yeah.
So I got chicken noodle soup coming on deck. All right. We'll be back right after this.
When you thought it was safe, we're back. Voice of Harlem, Kingdom. You remember? I got the finest. Your Highness. A young B. I got my main man. The party king, Webster. Let's go. Yeah.
Y'all already know what this is. We got another one. I got my AG, the voice of Harlem.
Two.
I got my girl Young B.
Let's go.
Y'all already know what it is.
Let's go. Let it rain. Let's go. Let's go.
It's the DJ West.
Let it rain.
Clear
it out. Let it rain. Clear it out.
Let's go.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Clear it out.
Clear it.
Let it rain.
Clear it.
Now clear it out. Let's get it. Chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
Yeah.
Chicken noodle soup,
yeah.
Chicken noodle soup,
yeah.
Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. Chicken noodle soup,
chicken,
chicken noodle soup,
noodle,
chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
Yeah.
Chicken noodle soup,
the voice.
Chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. Let it rain. I clear it out.
We'll
I let it rain. I clear
we'll
it out.
Let's go.
I let it rain.
Let's go.
And
let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Rain.
Let's go.
And
let's
clear
go.
It out.
Come on. Come on.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's
shake
it. Let's
shake
it.
It.
Let's shake it. Let's
shake
it. Let's shake it. Let's
shake
it. Let's
shake
it.
Shake
it.
Shake
it.
Shake it.
I let it rain.
Shake it.
Shake it. Shake it. I was on 119 Finn Lexington. Black side kick on the next thing. 10. Shorty say, yo, I look left in. Then I'm like, I want to mess with him. I let it rain.
Let it rain.
I clear it out.
I clear it out.
I let it rain.
I let it rain.
I clear it out.
I clear it out.
I let it rain.
Young thing.
I clear it out.
Let's go.
I let it rain.
Jig
it. I clear it out.
The voice.
I was on 114 at the Kingdom game. AG on the mic doing his thing. Walked in the park, they screaming my name. Stop. Now look at the chain. I let it rain. I clear it out.
You're doing it, baby.
I let it rain.
And
I clear it out.
Don't mean maybe.
I let it rain.
I just do it late.
I let it rain.
Clear it out.
I was doing 4/5 in a whipping. 10 ears, neck, and wrist was glistening. Eyes low like I pulled a piffin. 10 girls talk slick, but they whisper. I let it rain. I clear it out. 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 And let's get it. 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 Let it rain. And clear it out. And let it rain.
I'm in the building.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken.
Chicken noodle soup.
Noodle.
Chicken noodle soup.
Soup.
With a soda on the side.
On the side.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken.
Chicken noodle soup.
Noodle.
Chicken noodle soup.
Soup.
With a soda
Let's
on the
go.
Side. Young B, Webster, and GDOT. Doing all thing, it comes naturally. We getting it so we fly as can be. So all y'all whack labels, stop trying to sign me.
Come on, shake it. Come on, shake it. Come on, shake it. Shake
it.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Come on, I just shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, hard, shake it. Don't walk for me, walk for me, don't walk for me.
Problem children, I clear it out. A D&D, I clear it out. Money, yeah, I clear it out. A G.
Kick. I would like three chicken wing with the fried rice. I would like three chicken wing with the fried rice. I would like
Three chicken wing with the fried rice. I be like, three chicken wing with the fried rice. Used to eat Chinese on the late nights at the land with a hater who would throw shade wife. Box like an ocean, I ain't think twice. Turned into Larry Bird, homie, that's a great white. Spell victory on the lips, then she get dismissed. When you kiss, tell me what it tastes like. If she ain't thick, then you know the face nice. If it got a switch, then the cake's baked right. Back at HU, used to hit Ho Chi, laid up in Cook Hall, couldn't get no sleep. Mambo sauce, fried rice, four wings. Gotta step around a dope fiend when I leave. Y'all know me, high be smoke free, but I'm higher than the kite that you let go free. Train wreck, peer pressure by the homies. Now I'm sitting in the coop looking like Smokey. Acting like I'm finna OD, Brody like chill. You good for real? Just a little weed, ain't take no pills. All you probably need is a late night meal. Tried to explain, I'm a drinker. He cut me off. Told me ride with him in the drop. We gon' pick it up, but I'm putting in the order now. What you want from the Chinese spot? I be like,
hello, China One. Okay, what your order?
Let me get a
three ring, chicken fried rice, one egg roll.
Man, let me get a
soy sauce, no duck sauce. Okay, 15 minutes.
I be like. I would like three chicken wing with the fried rice. I would like three chicken wing with the fried rice. I would like three chicken wing with the fried rice. I would like three chicken wing with the fried rice. Yeah, hey, I remember green run nice fried wings with the rice going in with the drain. Hey, lit with the dogs getting high off life mixed in with the dang. Hey, one to the left probably getting to a fight, so you know we gon' bang. Ay, one to my right, didn't even say bye, slid off with a skank. Yeah, send her to pick up the food when she finished the boy off. Tell her don't flex on me, you know what I like, and please do not forget the soy sauce. That's when I called her, trying to add to the order, told her it's dead though. Matter of fact, cause the head cold, go ahead little baby and get you an egg roll. Every hood got a China Walk or a China One or a China Wonder. Well ready to supply the block, and in 15 minutes they defying hunger. I would hit them on my live nights when I'm super faded and I died twice. Tell the lady on the line like chicken wings with the fried rice.
Okay, here your wonton soup with spare rib, $12, spare okay?
Ribs. I ain't order no spare ribs.
That your order?
That's not my order.
No,
I had three.
You pay now. No free food.
I'm not paying for this. Where are my wings at?
You order soup, you pay now.
Lady, you must be crazy. I'm gone. I'm not paying for that.
You still our food? I call police.
She
don't
call the cops.
You still food? I call police.
Not the cops.
Man.
Well, that was Fried Rice by Lucid. Very, very, very good artist. Definitely recommend them. We're getting close to the end, guys, of our Wonder World food tour. Foodie,
best show ever. I gotta tell you,
yo, so much fun. Thank you, guys.
Yes,
glad you're having fun. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. Chef Roberto. I mean, I'm honored, and thank you again for coming. I hope you can come again.
Oh, I would love to. The honor's mine. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And it was really good, insightful. And, you know, now everybody's hungry, you know.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard a lot of people are going to have some fried rice now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi-ya.
So we're going to end it off on our side piece question of the day. And, yes, I said side piece questions because me personally, I love my sides more, sometimes more than the actual
entree
itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like sides set the tone for the meal. Just saying. Even when you have a 3-course meal, you have to have your side, your salad, you know.
And if the side is not good, it's going to blow the whole entree too. So, yeah, I get that.
So, I got to always make my side piece questions intriguing.
Okay.
All right. So, starting out with the guests here today. You just became president of the United States of America.
All right.
2024. Chef Roberto Cruz.
President to you.
That's president.
There you go.
How would you say
like
that?
You, it's very good to be here.
So, sir, what would you like to ban today from America? What meal is an abomination here that we have to make illegal tomorrow?
It's gotta go.
We gotta sign off on the bill.
So I was thinking last night it was soggy pizza because that's not my friend. But talking about other experiences earlier, please stop putting garlic in your guacamole.
Yeah.
It does not belong there. It's never belonged there. If you're making it with garlic, put it down right now.
That's right.
And do not finish this batch. Put it to the right. side, and you'll be happy.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't do that, guys, you're going to do 20 to life. 20 to life.
Dang, 20 years? Yeah. Holy smokes. Oh, my God.
By executive order.
I'm going to take that to the Supreme Court. I mean, not that I put garlic in there, but well, dang, so
you
20
would be
years.
Safe.
Yeah.
All right, same question for you.
I'm going to have to pass it to Gunner because okay. I haven't thought about this quite yet.
Okay.
So I think the easy answer, and this is not my own personal opinion, I'll give you two answers, but the, I think general consensus is there's a lot of controversy with pineapple on pizza.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never had it, so I couldn't tell you. I can't give you an opinion.
So why are you banning it?
I'm not. I'm just saying that like a lot of people might.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
That's something that someone might do.
Listen, that ish is delicious. So you haven't tried it. I love pineapple on a good pizza.
I couldn't.
But with pepperoni.
With pepperoni
and pineapple.
So if I do ever try it, I'll be sure to put the
pepperoni. Yes.
I mean, there's a pizza shop down the street.
Okay, personally, whatever the hottest item is in the world, I guess it would be like ghost peppers or...
Yes.
You mean in terms
scorpion
of like spiciness?
Okay.
So that, yeah, get rid of that. There ain't no dish that needs that. We don't need all that.
Interesting.
I don't want to be putting people in the hospital. Come on now.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I've dove
head first in those a couple times. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's a bad couple days afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't imagine.
So that guy from Hot Ones is out of a job then.
Right.
He's done.
Right. Sorry.
I'm going to send away. All right, Mariana.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I have had this stuff before. I personally don't like it. Anything. It's funny because I love rice, but I don't like horchata. Horchata is a rice drink. I do not like it.
What?
I don't like tapioca pudding, also with rice.
Wow, yeah.
Another dish, arroz con leche, which is rice with milk. Okay. It's a Latin dish also.
Yeah.
So, and tapioca pudding, I don't like any of those. And oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
So all those things combined.
Anything in milk. Anything floating in milk that's warm. If you're in milk and you're warm and you're floating. No.
It's no bueno.
Straight to jail. Straight
exactly.
to jail.
You get 20 to life, guys.
Directly to video.
How dare you make oatmeal?
I know. I don't. I don't like any horchata. I don't like any of that.
Oh,
no
man.
Thanks. You like horchata?
I make good horchata,
Oh,
and we spike it with rum, and it's so good.
Rompope. Yeah, sure. No. That's not for me. I don't know why. That would be mine. What's yours?
Ooh, man. You know, I've been asking you guys. I didn't even think about myself.
No pressure.
No pressure.
I mean, I did say before, coconuts is not my biggest forte.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut would definitely be banned, and... I don't like pineapples on pizza.
So no coconut water.
Yeah.
Mm.
No almond joys.
No pina coladas.
No pina coladas. No pina coladas.
I would like to have fun in the rain, but no pina coladas for me.
Oh, no. I'm moving. I'm moving out of the country.
Wow. Man.
Pina coladas.
She's going to get it on a low.
It goes half of my flavor profile.
So you don't like pineapple or coconuts?
Because
do you like the fruit? Pineapple?
I don't like pineapple on pizza.
Okay.
I love
before.
The fruit though.
Okay.
Yes.
I love pineapples though. I love that. I just it something about coconuts is like I don't even like you. Like, why? Yeah, like,
How'd you get in here?
Right. Now you have this visceral reaction to it.
You're not on the list.
Is it coconut?
Is it the texture? Because it could be a little bit. You know,
fibrous.
Right, thank you. Fibrous. I couldn't remember the name of it.
I don't like those little fibers. Have you ever had like sherbet ice cream? It's like, oh, this tastes so good, and then you have like these. Tasteless
pieces of coconut.
Yeah, is that paper? What is that?
Yeah, okay.
Get out of my eyes.
I do hate that for sure. Like,
could I eat a straw? What is that?
Oh, that's what I said. So funny. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, this tastes so good. Wait.
What is it?
And get this out of my
eyes.
Yeah.
Like I find myself like eating ice cream and then I'll have like the little pieces. I'm like,
yeah, what is that? Oh, yeah.
You missed a story earlier we had about him setting me up with eating coconut.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. He was trying out a new dish. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and like, so me and Roberto, I worked for him. I was like one of his first guys when he started the catering business. And he gave me, I keep forgetting what it's called.
It's a coconut truffle, yeah.
A coconut truffle. But I didn't know what it was because it was wrapped in like greatness. And then I was just like, oh, this is good. But I just.
Yeah, there's something I don't like. What is it?
And he's like, oh, it's coconut. I'm like.
Man.
I quit.
Yeah, why'd you do this, Roberto?
Right. You know.
That is so betrayed. What about like in an ice cream top? Because I like to go to Twisty Tree. I'll get a vanilla ice cream and throw pineapple and coconut shavings in there.
Oh.
Nothing says tropical like that. That stuff is good.
That is tropical.
That's delicious. Delicious.
I was always like the sprinkle guy, you know?
Yeah, you like sprinkles?
I get some sprinkles.
But so no coconut anywhere.
No, Ivan, you know what?
You
I
said
tried
no.
It.
Cut down those trees.
Stop right now. Stop.
Hope.
Don't plant those trees.
I don't even want to see nobody wearing a coconut hat, nothing.
Coconut bra?
No. Keep it away from me. I'm done.
Can't watch Monty Python anymore.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm scarred.
Was it a Tom Hanks movie where he got stranded on an island for like a long
time? Oh, yeah.
Castaway.
There you go.
Yeah, Castaway.
Yeah, but what about his coconut buddy, man? That was his only companion.
That was a volleyball. Wilson.
Oh, it was a volleyball.
But he ate coconut. He did eat a lot of coconut. Yeah.
If I was on an island, too, like.
You're screwed, my friend.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. I had a good run. So.
Exactly right. But over here, even the fish tastes like coconut for some reason.
Yeah, you'd rather try your hand at facing the sharks than coconut.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Absolutely. On that note, guys, we're about to wrap it up here. Again, thank you again, Roberto.
Yes, oh, man, thank you for having me. Yes. Thank you.
It's been amazing.
We had a lot of good talks, a lot of inspirational, a lot of, like, laughing. It's been all good.
Yeah.
This was fun. Thank you, guys.
Yes, and guys, once again, if you guys want to listen to us at any time, go to hawkradio.primostream.com. You can now listen to this and download this episode for your entertainment needs.
That's right. Remember, it's a two-parter.
It is a two-parter.
So this will actually show up as two shows.
Exactly.
But, it is all one big show.
It's all
part one, part two.
Absolutely. We had our three-course meal here today. We had our dessert. We had our laughter. We had our tears.
I'm still hungry, but I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the food now, not this amazing conversation.
All right, so we're going to get out of here. We're going to get Gunner a pizza with pineapple on it. Change his mind.
Throw it on that pizza.
And we'll speak to you guys next week, next Wednesday, for our show at the Wonder World. Peace, love, and hair grease.
Bye-bye.